What does it mean to keep your head above the water? Maybe one should ask what the water is and why it is so important that we keep our heads above the water. When you think of it, we're always doing it because we are said to be 4/5 water. So naturally that part of us is already in the water, and it is just the head that is above. One way to think about it is to be able to exist mainly in the formless, in the invisible, but keep your head enough in the mundane and the everyday to stay balanced. And this could be easily flipped too. You know, one day maybe your main part is indeed in the mundane and a smaller part of you is in what might be called the sacred. But you know, the sacred is, what is that word? Ineffable, which means too sacred to be spoken. So there are just no words for it. And certainly you've had that experience where it, not only can you not remember the word for it, you cannot find words that would encompass your experience. And that is also known as soaring like flying. And a lot of people are talking about being light and flying and having our wings. And that is one of the times when you are in fact flying, and when you don't have words for something, you're very much floating. So there you are again with your head above the water, one could say, soaring, flying, head above the water. Being carried really is sort of what they all come to. A bird is carried on the wing, on its wings, and also the wind and the updrafts and, you know, the currents of the wind. As a fish is carried in the current of the water, as a person, if you were floating down the river, you would be subject to the river. As they say, do not try to steer the river. So it's about being with as well, as we talk about a lot in the Course of Changing Mind. We call it the art of integration, learning how to work with, not trying to get rid of something, or for instance, trying to get yourself out of the river. Not really trying to change anything, but trying to work with, which will, in its own higher ordained order, bring about change. But remember that change has already been designed. And we as humans, and particularly when you become more and more conscious and able to respond, which is all part of being enlightened, which is the same as being able to respond. It's not really any big deal, this enlightenment. It's just part of the pattern. Just like we have parts that are in the mundane and parts that are in the sacred and parts that are in the profane. And so again, the coexistence, being able to be part water and part air, for instance, with the sun beaming on you as the fire, and down somewhere around the river or the shores, the earth. And I mean, it's all part of it. It's all the working with. And the diversity. We talk quite a bit about, you know, we are diversity. Diversity is not the millions kinds of bugs and trees and mushrooms, not only, I should say. We as conscious human beings, because we are the most sophisticated and complex form of consciousness. So even to say that you are a conscious human being, it's kind of an oxymoron, because we are consciousness. So it's a little bit redundant in a way. And so then within this sophisticated form of consciousness, we do have the ability to increase our intelligence. And that is the main focus, really. Again, it's not to become enlightened. But it's to start gathering these skills, like being able to respond, being able to work with, and being able to increase our intelligence. And, you know, that comes from stepping away from the common denominator. Now, in the same way that we asked, well, what is the water? Keep your head above the water. What is the water? Well, it can be many, many things. Let's, for now, just consider that it is this sort of common denominator. I'm in a position right now where I've taken a summer job. Basically, I'm 50 years old and I've got myself a little summer job. And it's at, is with people who are, well, they, you know, it's kind of the white bread Walmart, and reading Fruit Loops and Campbell's soup and Rice Krispie squares and packaging kind of idea. Now that's fine. It's just I come from a different world, and I've been growing my own food for the last 10 years. So a lot of this is a bit shocking, and a lot of them are a bit younger as well. So it's just been very interesting to watch the levels of intelligence come and go. Not that these are not intelligent people, but how this common denominator, the you know, sarcasm, teasing, gossip, is just so, you can really drown in it. You can drown in it. And one evening at the table, we'd had a bit of wine, and we'd had a long day, and I got the feeling of the camaraderie that was there at the table when people were speaking about other people, you know, and sort of teasing in their absence. And, you know, somewhat a therapeutic feeling, but also just how quickly it can draw you in. Into its seduction, just like the alcohol itself, or even a coffee or anything like that. It's like a chemical reaction that just draws you in, and it's actually comfort. There was comfort there and laughter. And in fact, I laughed quite hard on many occasions, and more so than I have in a while.
You will no longer hear beeps until someone else joins the conference.
Well, that's good to know. That's quite funny. So, where were we there? The common denominator. Keeping your head above the water, and not necessarily allowing, or even, again, it's not even allowing, it's, you know, it is said that we are formed by the light that passes through us. If you can imagine yourself now as a hollow conduit. So you are this vial. I quite often see it as a vial, like a container, a very tall, or a beaker, you know, a very tall, narrow sort of container. And the light is the toroid sphere. And it is coming through you, passing down and out, and as if it were your wings. The toroid sphere, it goes out on both, well, all around you in a circle, and it's like you are the center of the donut. I like to say you are the jelly, the royal jelly of the donut, and or more so the hole in a standard donut, the timbit. And you know, and this is where we started talking about how much of you is visible and how much invisible is. In this moment, you can envision yourself as being that whole. Now, this is a great play on words too, about the whole being, you know, a whole being. you're the hole in the donut, and the light is coming in and wrapping around that donut. If you're not familiar with the toroid sphere, it's very difficult in a way to put into words. You can just Google it, and there are some very nice three-dimensional animations that you can find. So the light circulates, it goes in, and then it goes on the outside, and then it comes inside, and it goes outside. And this is how the universe expands itself. And we are the universe, each single one of us. So it's all happening at the same time. Now, this is also the idea of the common denominator. You know, he said the lowest common denominator, but this is the common denominator, which is a funny term, is that we are all experiencing this. We are all doing this, whether you know it or not, and we always have. We come here to uphold the human vision, whatever that is, in whatever given time. History is, you probably already know, a bit of a farce. There's now, coming up to saying that the Romans were the Egyptians and the Egyptians were the Romans and things like this. But really all there ever has been was humans put in place to express consciousness. And that comes in many, many ways. Again, we humans are the most sophisticated, complex form of consciousness. We can be put to many, many tasks. So when you ask, what is your purpose? Well, your purpose is to be formed by the light that passes through you and be informed. When light passes through water, it breaks. You've seen a spoon in a glass of water. It looks like it's cut in half. It's the best magician's trick there is. It makes it hard for eagles to catch chickens, though, because their eyes are accustomed to light refracting the water. So when they're going for chickens on land, they tend to miss them by a foot. But somehow they are adapting. So when this light passes through you and you're completely underwater, it just doesn't really work. So you must keep your head above the water for the light to find you and to enter you and do what it does. And that's just what the light does. It's not any better than the dark. The dark is the 4/5 below the water. And they all work together. The art of integration. Learning to work with. Learning to work with the light. Learning to work with the dark. Understanding how great mystery and the great spirit work together. And that we are servants to great mystery and great spirit. And we can do so with great diligence and great dignity. Aho.